Hello?
Hi. Hello there. May I speak to Christine?
This is Christine.
Thank you, ma'am. My name is Oscar, and we're calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. It's a brief survey, by the way. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Does anyone do what now?
Anyone in your household, in your at home, work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? No one. Very well.
No one.
Thank you, ma'am. And to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
Act my what now?
Your race. What is your race, ma'am?
White,
African American. Thank you.
African American, black, African American.
Very well. Thank you so much. I know it's a still long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Would you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or would you probably not vote?
I usually vote, sir. I usually vote.
So can I choose definitely vote or probably vote? You have to tell me.
I mean, what do you do with who I vote for?
The name of the company is National Opinion Service. That's it. We're running this survey. So would you definitely vote next in 2024 or probably vote?
I'm definitely planning to vote if I'm alive and well enough to get to vote.
That's good. Good enough. Thank you so much. And for the statistical purposes, so we know we are speaking with people of different ages, what is your age, please?
85.
Thank you, ma'am. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election and congressional election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated. 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. How motivated do you feel to vote next year from 0 to 10?
Eight. I want to vote for my country. I want to vote for my country, yeah.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year?
I don't follow it that close, but I know it's in a mess. And
very
like
well. Just choose one of the options. Do you follow it very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not closely at all?
I wouldn't care if I didn't know hardly what was going on, but I do know what's going on. But I follow it pretty close, and not every day, but I follow it pretty close.
Would you say somewhat closely? Would that be correct?
Sure.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I don't know what. I might be Independent. I don't know what I'm going to vote for this time.
Independent. Independent, very well.
I can say, I may be independent. I have voted Democrat before, but I may be independent. I'm not sure, so don't put me down for either one, because I may go for one or go for the other.
No, I mean, that's why I'm asking. If you want to go and, enter you as independent, I will do that. Very well. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Dissatisfied or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Sir, I guess I'm dissatisfied with the way things is going, because it looks kind of bad.
Dissatisfied, very well, dissatisfied. Thank you. When you hear about inflation and the rising cost who or what do you blame the most? Do you blame the Federal Reserve raising interest rates? Do you blame the big business and corporate price gouging and greed? Republicans in Congress? Do you blame the COVID pandemic? Or do you blame the Biden administration and their policies? Who do you blame for the inflation and the rising cost of things?
I don't know who to blame, sir, because one could be just as right as the other on his points of view. He may be right on his points of view, and somebody else is right on theirs. But the
very
way
well. So you don't know.
I don't know. No.
Mm-hmm. Very well. Not a problem. That's an acceptable answer. Thank you so much. I'm going to read you Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their members of Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue it is for you that you to have your member of Congress to be focused on that issue. Use a 10 if it's most important to you, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first issue is fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods. How important is that to you personally, that your members on Congress be focused on that particular issue? Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
Yes, that one, if it rates 5 or 6 or whatever that rate, I'm
okay,
with that.
From 0 to 10, how important is that to you?
8.
Thank you. Next one is protecting abortion and reproductive rights. How important is that to you from 0 to 10?
How important is what? Reproductive?
Protecting abortion, yes, and reproductive rights. How important is that to you?
Oh, I don't believe they should kill no babies because...
Okay, in that case, from 0 to 10, how important is that to you? Remember, 0 is not important at all, 5 is somewhat important.
Well,
and
go 10 to 10.
Is
10 because...
It is extremely important, 10? You want a 10?
Just 10 because, you know, people shouldn't have babies and kill them. If you can kill a baby, you can just kill anybody else. And so you see that that's what they're doing anyway, but...
So you want point. You want to choose a 10, is that correct?
Yeah. Now is this, sir? Where am I? I was busy here doing something, and now I'm tied up. What has this got to do with me as a whole? What this got
no,
to
your,
do with
your,
me?
Your opinion is important. We are just collecting information from everyday people to know what you know, what are the real Americans feel about some of these issues. The next one is.
I'm about through because, like I said, I was very busy with stuff. But anyway, am I about
we,
through?
We still have a few questions. Okay, next question says, how important is to you creating a new, creating a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants? How important is that to you from 0 to 10?
To bring in immigrants or whatever.
Creating a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. How important is that to you from 0 to 10? When 0 is not important at all, and 10 is extremely important.
Well, just put me down a 7. Put me down a 7.
7, very well. The next one is reforming the criminal justice system to hold police more accountable by providing oversight from the Department of Justice. How important would you say that is to you, ma'am, from 0 to 10?
I didn't understand quite. But
yeah, reforming the criminal justice system to hold police more accountable by providing oversight from the Department of Justice. How important is that to you from 0 to 10? You can choose any number in between.
Just 9. Give me a 9.
Very well, 9. Reducing gun violence. How important is that to you, ma'am?
What's gone violent now? What you say?
Reducing gun violence.
Oh, reducing gun violence.
Yes.
10.
And that's
if
a
10. If people didn't have these guns in their hands, they couldn't.
Okay, very well. And fighting back against the rise of white nationalism. How important is that to you?
Against the what now? White nationalism.
White nationalism, that's correct.
And what is that supposed to mean?
We just want your opinion. If that's important to you. If not important, you can choose a 0. If it's very important, you can choose a 10. And you can choose any number in between.
But I didn't understand it.
Fighting back against the rise of white nationalism.
And the white nationalism, mean what? What did the white nationalism mean?
White nationalism is a movement that I'm not supposed to, you know, like elaborate.
Kind of like a Ku Klux Klan
100%
or something.
Verbatim.
Kind of like a Ku Klux Klan or something.
something like that, you know, but I'm not supposed to elaborate. I'm just supposed to read 100% verbatim.
Well, but I want to make sure I'm not answering the wrong, saying the wrong thing, saying one thing and meaning something else, you know.
Yes, I understand,
can we,
ma'am.
Can we skip that one? Go on somewhere, because I'm not
No, right no, you, I cannot skip it. You have to choose a number between 0 and 10 to see how important is that to you.
Well, put a 0. I don't
0, very well. If that, correct. I, you know, that is your opinion that matters. Switching gears a little bit. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Biden having what now?
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I don't know.
Do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden, the way he's doing his job as president?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm hearing so much bad about him and hear so much bad about the former, so I don't know hardly what's what.
Very well. The choices we got is if you approve, or strongly approve, or somewhat approve. If you disapprove, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Well, just put somewhat disapprove. I'm not sure where I'm asking the right thing. But
somewhat
anyway,
disapprove, very well. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people or organization using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one is Tim Scott. How do you feel about this gentleman, Tim Scott, if you are familiar with him?
I don't know nothing about the...
Never heard of him? Never heard of him? Very well.
I may have, but I can't recall right now.
Okay, no opinion. You have no opinion, but would that be correct?
Well, because I don't know him, I ain't heard... to my opinion, I haven't heard anything about him, so no opinion.
Very well. No opinion. Next one is Marianne Williamson. How do you feel about her from 0 to 100?
Sir, I don't know. You caught me off guard here. I'm trying to busy, trying to do what I'm supposed to do and answer these questions. I'm not quite sure, but it seems like I ain't heard about this.
I mean, that's why you have the option. If you have no opinion or don't know or never heard of them, you can tell me.
To my opinion, I ain't never heard of Miranda, whoever.
Never heard of Marianne Williamson. Okay.
To my knowledge, I ain't heard of her.
How do you feel about President Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
I don't know how I feel.
Remember,
just don't know.
0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. 50 means you feel neither warm nor cold. And 100 means you feel very warm and favorable. So you can choose any number between 0 and 100.
What about the warm and favorable? I don't know nothing about him, but I know he's the president.
So, how would you rate the president in your opinion?
Warm and favorable, whatever that you said, go up towards
choose
10.
Correct, but you had to choose a number between 0 and 100.
Well, put 100. I'm not
100,
sure.
100, very well. The higher the number... the most favorable you feel towards a person or organization. So you want to go for 100? Very well.
I hope this is about the end because I got to go.
Still have a few questions, ma'am. How do you feel about Black PAC? Black PAC, Black PAC. Are you familiar with that organization?
I don't think I've ever heard of it. I may have.
Never heard of it. Okay. How do you feel about MAGA Republicans?
I don't think I heard of that either. Maybe I have, or maybe I haven't.
Mega Republicans, make America great again Republicans. Never heard of them?
I don't know. I know Mr. Trump said about make America great again, but I don't know where he's what he just said the thing is. I don't know.
Mega Republicans. It's an organization based on Trump's ideas. How do you feel about them from 0 to 100?
I don't
if you
know.
Have no opinion, you can tell me. If you don't know, you can tell me.
Put no opinion, put no opinion.
Very well. How about Mr. Donald Trump? How do you feel about Donald Trump from 0 to 100?
And what about him? He's he's all I know with the former president, and I think he's gonna try to run again, but
yes.
Whatever.
Yeah,
and
but
I don't like.
How do you feel?
Do
you feel favorable or unfavorable about him? I mean, from 0 to 100, you can choose a number.
For him being indicted, being the president, and all this kind of stuff—is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'm asking you how much do you like him from 0 to 100? Remember, 0 means you feel very unfavorable. 100 means you feel very favorable, and you can choose any number from 0 to 100 depending how you feel about him.
I reckon it will be a 0 if I feel bad about him, because I don't think it was the right thing for a president to do.
So you want to enter a 0? Very well.
I reckon. I don't know. I don't know what I need.
Sure.
I kind of hate that after the phone strike. How can I get tied up with this here? Because, like I said, I'm very busy, like trying to do my stuff.
Your opinion is important. We're almost done with the survey. Please help us get to the end. Almost done. I know it's a still long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump? If undecided, please say so.
I don't know who I'm going to vote for, sir. I ain't got there yet. I ain't
don't
got
know?
That I
don't know.
Know.
Very well. Sure, sure. And if you don't know, just tell me, okay? If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
If it was today?
Yes, if the election for president...
I had to vote today?
Yes, that's the question.
If I had to vote today and Mr. Trump coming up with these indictments against him, I wouldn't vote for him because I know he may be indicted and sent to jail and I wouldn't have no president right on. So how do
so
I vote for that?
Would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Well, Joe Biden's already in, but
Joe Biden
coming back in, so, and with stuff against him right today, if I had to vote, I wouldn't vote for him because I know he may go to jail and might not be president after all.
Well, yes, that's still in the balance. Now, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote in 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden in 2020?
What's that got to do with now?
It's just part of the survey, ma'am. I'm supposed to read 100% verbatim all the questions.
Oh, in the past, I voted for Trump. I voted for the other man.
Joe Biden?
I think I vote for him. I believe I vote. I don't hardly know who I voted for. But
so
I believe
you
I
voted
for
Joe Biden. Okay, very well. Let's move on. Almost done, ma'am. How worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? Would you say you are very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
You get me mixed up here now. What do you just say? Like I said, I'm trying to do my work and trying to hear you, and I'm just getting all mixed up. What do you just say?
Your opinion is important as well, ma'am. So please help us, and we'll retire the record for the survey. We won't call you again. Just help us with the survey today. So how worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes again to black people in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Well, see, I'm not quite sure who the supremacy against the black. I think everybody love everybody. I believe they do, but I just don't hardly know what. You know, I don't
know. So you're you're not worried about white supremacy and hate crimes against black people? You can tell me so I can enter the, you know, if you're not worried, you can tell me. If you're worried, you can tell me so I can enter the answer and move on. Almost done with the survey, ma'am.
Well, I don't want nobody to be bad to nobody. It don't have to be a black person, Indian person, Mexican, anybody. I don't want nobody to be bad towards nobody. So whether it will be against a black person or Mexican person, my idea would be for everybody to love everybody and treat everybody with respect and dignity.
I understand that. But what would be your answer to this particular question, though? Are you very worried? What would be your answer to this question, to this particular question? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all about the rise of, about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America?
I don't know what to put. Put what you want to put down there. I can't.
You have to tell me
I
yourself.
I can't figure it out.
If I choose an answer myself.
Well, of course, like I said, I think everybody should love everybody. And I believe, like most of my people, I think, around here, I think everybody love each other. I don't think nobody is a bad towards each other.
Would you say you don't know that? You have no answer?
Put I don't know. I'm not sure. However you want to put that one.
Sure. Okay, very well. I'm trying to finish the story as well, as quick as I can, but you know, but you don't give me the answer. The survey is not that long, actually. You know, it's because we are delaying with the answers. I'm going to read you two statements. Please tell me which is your with more.
If I was a politician, if I was a younger person, keep up with all this stuff, maybe I would know the answers right off the top of my head. But I'm an older person just trying to live.
I understand.
And a lot of times you're trying to do your work, and I take care of my own stuff, and I'm trying to, you know, I do my own cooking and everything, and so I was trying to take care of some stuff here, and then, you know, like trying to answer this
sure.
and trying to work
when
right
I'm,
on.
When I'm trying to impress, once we finish the survey, we can retire the number. They won't be calling you back again to bother you.
Well,
I ain't going to
answer the phone no more for nobody else, because...
I'm going to read
you
two statements. Please tell me which you agree with more. First statement says, statement B says, some people say that the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America affects African Americans too, and that we have to fight back against all of these attacks. Statement A says, other people say the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America is taken away from the attention needed to focus on securing the rights of African American community. Which statement do you agree with more, statement A or statement B?
See, I don't understand what you just said about the gay rights and all that. I don't understand it. What community or whatever, I don't understand it. See what I'm saying? I just know that the gay rights is here and whatever, and gays is among us, and that's beside the point. But I don't understand what
the
point is.
Let me read it back. The first statement B says, some people say that the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America affects African Americans too, and that we have to fight back against all of these attacks. The second statement A says, other people say that the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America is taken away from the attention needed to focus on securing the rights of the African American community. So which one do you agree with more, the statement B, the first one, or statement A, the second one?
I don't know. Like I said, I kind of don't understand it.
Don't know. Very well. Don't know. We entered that. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about that, what President Biden and his administration are doing? Have you heard a lot, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
I guess I heard a little, because I do hear something, but I don't know what's going on.
Okay, very well.
Can you think of an 80-some-year-old person? Now, a lot of people who have been in politics all their lives, maybe they know a lot, but I'm not. I'm 80-some-year-old. I don't know all this stuff, and I don't want to ask the wrong thing and say the wrong thing.
The thing is, there is no right or wrong answer here. It's your opinion that matters. There is no right or wrong. We just want to know your opinion. And the next question says, and has what you've seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration make you more or less favorable towards them? So do you feel more or less favorable towards the Biden administration right now?
I don't hear that much about him, but I guess if I had to choose between Mr. Trump and him now, since Mr. Trump has all that bad stuff against him, I guess I could say Biden right now. But
would you feel much favorable, somewhat favorable toward the Biden administration?
If I was going against the two, if I was going for the two, one against the other one, since Mr. Trump has got a bad reputation right now, I would say Biden.
No, but right now we are asking if how do you feel about the President Biden and his administration based on what you have heard or seen recently? Do you feel somewhat more favorable toward President Biden and his administration? Or do you feel unfavorable towards them?
Well, like I said, I hear it a little bit, but I don't keep up with a whole lot of it, so I'm not quite sure. So I don't know. Just put favorable. I don't know.
So would I enter somewhat favorable or much more favorable?
Just put somewhat
more favorable. Would that be okay? Somewhat more favorable?
I guess so, because I'm out some stuff I kind of mixed up with here.
Okay, very well. Almost done, ma'am. Let me just a few more questions and we'll be done. I want to read you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in these first 2 years in office. For each, please tell me how important that is to you. Biden cut inflation by nearly 60% at the lowest in the last 18 months. Would you say that is very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important to you?
Sir, I'm about to get to the point. Ain't nothing important to me now. It's just messing me up.
What I'm saying is that the Biden administration cut the inflation by nearly 60%. That is the lowest point in 18 months. Would you say that is as important or not important to you?
I don't know, sir. I don't know. I'm just wearing out here.
Very well.
I have no questions at all now.
The Biden administration has made unemployment benefits tax-free during COVID. Would you say that is important or not important to you?
Sir, I don't know.
I don't know. Very well. Okay, let's move on to the next question. The Biden administration has created the most diverse government in our history. Over half of 1,500 presidential appointments are non-white, and nearly 60% are women, the most ever. Would you say that is important or not important to you, ma'am?
I don't know, sir.
Very well. If you don't know, that's okay. The Biden administration has expanded background checks for gun purchases and improved laws that keep guns out of the hands of people convicted of domestic abuse. Would you say that is important or not important to you?
I don't know, sir. Is you about through? I'm losing.
No. Okay, very well. Almost done, ma'am. Now we have...
How many more questions we got?
I have four more questions. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Well, see, I'm not quite sure because, like I said, I don't keep up with all this stuff. I know that he's president. I just know he's president. But all this stuff that he does or don't do or whatever, can you think of an older person like I am and you just trying to live from day to day?
No, I understand. I understand your point of view. I'm just doing a job here, and my job is just ask the questions and see if I can answer.
It seems like you should ask young people, old people like me. We ain't got no thoughts hard on this stuff. We just trying to live as a whole.
We're almost done, and you just have to tell me if you approve or disapprove of Mr. Biden or the job he's doing as president.
If I don't know what he's doing and I say I approve, then I won't be truthful about it because I don't hardly know what he's doing.
So what is your answer then, ma'am? Don't know?
Just put don't know. Don't know because I really don't hardly know.
Okay, very well.
On.
Let's finish. Let's try to finish as fast as we can.
Okay, that's the end of it.
Let me read these two statements. After that, we'll be done. I mean, if you want to go, but I'm going to read you some statements which are true or that have given what for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is very convincing reason to vote, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote in 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First statement says, we are facing the largest threat to our rights and freedoms from extremists since the 60s. They attack reproductive rights, our voting rights, and our history by trying to ban books on slavery and even attack the U.S. Capitol on January 6th to overturn the will of the people and keep Trump in office. Where does this stop? We cannot accept this as the new normal. We must use our political power to fight back and send a message to MAGA Republicans that we aren't going back to Jim Crow. How convincing do you find that statement from 0 to 10, ma'am?
And see, all that you just read to me, all that you just read, it seemed like it just went over the top of my head. Because, like I said, as you get older, you just can't retain stuff like that. I know you kind of understand. Maybe you might be got old grandma or old somebody.
Well, I'm not that young. I'm not that young myself, ma'am. I'm not that young, believe me.
Well, but like I said, when you got ailments and problems and health problems and issues and then you just, like I stated, just trying to live. Sometimes all this stuff, you just
correct.
In the world trying to live, but you don't.
Well, we're almost done with the questioning. I'm just trying to finish the job so we don't bother you again. So how convincing did you find that assignment from 0 to 10? I mean, remember
now. I think that it should be known what went through way back in the yesteryears. So my sister always said, I think it should not be erased from the book because the younger generation don't know what happened. And I think it shouldn't be erased from the book. They should be able to keep it alive so they would know what happened
in
the yesteryears, and then we won't follow that in the years to come.
Okay, very well. So remember, 0 is not at all convincing statement. 5 is somewhat convincing, and 10 is very convincing. You can choose any number between 0 and 10.
And 0 with what now?
Not at all convincing. What I read is it's not convincing at all to you. 5 is somewhat convincing, and 10 that you find the argument very convincing. You can choose any number.
Go with the very whatever convinced, because I want people to know that.
Do you want to go with choose number 10, 9, or 8? I mean, you have to choose a number.
Well, go with 9. Just go with 9. I don't know.
Very well. And just one more statement. Republicans are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear that they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get enough, quote, entitlements programs, ignoring that they spend a lifetime earning and paying for those benefits. We must vote to protect the retirement security of ourselves and our parents and grandparents. How convincing do you find that statement from 0 to 10, ma'am?
I'm not quite sure what I just heard, but whatever I heard, the older generation, like us, when we used to have to work for $3 a day, I'm just naming. $3 a day, I worked for $3 a day, many a day. You heard it said, not no hour. $3 a day, I worked for $3 a day, many years.
I understand.
And like now, I don't think that it should be reduced or taken away or whatever, because the older generation, the one who's still living, has got to live, so I don't know what I'm supposed to be answering on this.
So do you find that statement that we must protect the retirement benefits?
Convincing,
do you find
that.
It? Okay, so how convincing do you find it from 0 to 10? You need to choose a number from 0 to 10.
9, go with me 9. Put me 9 over there.
9, very well, let's move on.
Ooh, and I thought you said one more. Am I done?
No, the thing is, it's taking a while. Now, right now, we have 3 questions left.
I thought you said I had 4 more a few minutes ago.
Over the course of a survey opinion change, let me ask you, rate your level of motivation for voting in next year presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10. What 10 means you're not at all motivated to vote next year. 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote next year in the presidential elections. You can choose any number between 0 and 10.
If this voting stuff has got to be like this questionnaire here, I don't know, I might not vote for nothing, because I probably won't be able to even fill out the paper.
But right now, how motivated do you feel about voting into next year presidential election from 0 to 10?
Like I had said, if I'm able, I'm planning to vote. I'm planning to vote. But who I'm going to vote for, I don't know, because I don't know
correct,
how things
correct.
Will turn out.
So,
but
so
I'm planning to vote. Go with me 9, 10. Go
nine,
with me 10.
Well, 10
nine.
Okay.
I'm planning to vote.
Okay.
If life lasts.
Okay, very well. And in your own words, what stood out to you most about the argument you just heard? What argument is most important of the ones I mentioned that makes you want to vote in next year's election?
So what stood out to me the most?
Yeah, what stood out to you the most of the arguments I mentioned?
I don't know. I heard so much. I don't know nothing. How do you say it?
Okay.
It sounds, but when you're older, sir, if you get there, keep living, you'll get there. You'll understand what I'm talking about. But I don't hardly know. Now, what did you just say? Because I done forgot what you said.
Okay, very well. Let me enter that. I really needed your input, but if you don't know and don't remember what I read, I will enter that information because I need to put something here, okay?
And what did I, like I said, I can't remember what all that you just read, and I'm just getting tired and whatever, and I probably need to go take a nap after I finish with you. But anyway,
okay, I'm sorry, ma'am. It's just I happened to get you in the line, and it's my job to finish the service.
I just answered the phone, and I should not have because, I mean, you know what I mean. You know, I'm willing to be a citizen and do my part in whatever.
I understand. Let me ask you two more questions. I'm going to read you a list of apps or sites. I don't know if you use them. Do you use the Internet, ma'am?
No. See, that's another thing. With older generation, we're so far behind. On stuff I knew I got TV and telephone and all, but I don't have the internet. And
okay, very well. So I will. We'll do this very quickly because I can let you go and you go and rest. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days, each of them. If you have not used them or don't know, and just let me know. A Snapchat. Have you used that? That's an internet.
No,
app.
I haven't have used you, Snapchat.
No.
I haven't used
Snapchat. Apple News. Apple News. Have you used that in the last 2 days? No.
No, I haven't.
Facebook?
No, I haven't.
TikTok?
No, I haven't.
Twitter?
No, I haven't.
YouTube?
No, I haven't.
Instagram?
No, I haven't.
Thank you, ma'am. And let's move on. I want to finish this fast. I know you're doing your best, ma'am. You're switching gears a little bit, and the last few questions are for the statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, ma'am?
I think it was 10th grade, if I'm not mistaken. I might have that wrong, but I think it was 10th grade.
10th grade, very well. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I was divorced, but my husband died, so whatever.
So
widow, how would you do that?
So do you want to enter widow or divorce?
Well, when he died, I was a widow because when I don't know, before he died, we was separated, but not divorced. If you was, I don't know what I need to say.
Okay. Should I enter you as widow then?
Well, like now, yeah, because
yes.
He's dead. Widow, I'm a widow now.
Very
yeah.
Well. And do you have any children, 18 years of age
no
or younger,
children.
Living in your household?
No. Children. All didn't never have no children. No children. No
thinking,
name.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I don't even hardly know what that means right now. My brain ain't working. What is the liberal? What is the conservative? Kenny got to tell me. I done forgot what I was.
Well, I'm not supposed to elaborate. I mean, I'm just supposed to, you know, present the options, and you have to choose one. Very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Well, just put conservative, because I'll be concerned about things, but not...
Okay. So shall I enter you as somewhat conservative or very
just
conservative?
Put somewhat conservative. Just put that down.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
I don't think none of them.
None of them? Okay.
Well, there's a few white.
Okay, would you say in that less than half or hardly any?
Hardly any whites in my neighborhood.
Okay, very well. How would you describe the area where you live, ma'am? Urban, suburban, or rural?
I guess it's a rural area. It's not a rural city.
Thank you.
I'll say rural.
Rural, very well. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
As far as I know, none of them were born outside of the United States.
Okay, very well. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No, my parents were United. They were born in the United States.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. Were you yourself born in the outside of the United States? Yes or no?
No, I was born in the United States, not out of the United States. I was born in the United States.
Thank you. This concludes our service. Thank you for your participation, ma'am.
Thank you.
I thank you for your patience. I know it was tough on you, but, you know, thank you so much. You made my day. God bless you. Have a beautiful evening. Thank you so much.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.